You published a book 10 years ago called There's Nothing in This Book I Meant to Say. And there's word on the street now that there's another book set to come out soon. And I have conflicting facts about when that's going to come out. Somebody says...
There's been conflicting facts about when that's going to come out. So May. It's coming out in May.
Okay.
And if it doesn't come out in May, I'm having a cesarean. I don't know how anybody writes for a living. Honestly, I don't. What a horrible, awful, terrible job.
What is the book about?
My book is, it's called The Totally Unscientific Study of the Search for Human Happiness. And it's a series of experiments in the things that I or other people thought would make me happy. I've written them as experiments. And, the field notes are doing the thing, whatever the thing was. One of them, for example, I rent a Lamborghini. You know, because the question isn't, I think, and I really kind of figured this out in the course of writing the book. The question isn't whether the thing that you're doing you enjoy. You know, like, for example, I really love a Ferris wheel. You know, I can go up in a Ferris wheel and really enjoy myself. But when I come back down, I have no lasting happiness as a result.
Right.
So the truth is, I enjoyed that Ferris wheel. I can't say that the Ferris wheel made me happy. There's an important difference there.
And so driving the Lamborghini didn't make you happy. It was an enjoyable experience.
Yeah.
But it doesn't.
Right.
It's not the source of happiness.
Yeah. I got to say, I only had it for 24 hours. And when I looked out the following day at the big dented van in front of my house, it maybe even made me a little bit sad. I was like, wait, is that where my Lamborghini goes? It definitely didn't do any such thing. And in fact, there were a lot of complications emotionally to renting that Lamborghini. It was very eye-opening. It really was. I sent it out to a variety of people to get what they call blurbs, you know.
Right.
I mean, the blurb process, the way, is also agonizing. I don't think Charles Dickens had to do it. I sent it and got wonderful responses from Dick Cavett, Carl Reiner, Garrison Keillor, Roy Blunt Jr., P.J. O'Rourke, Peter Sagal, my boss, Pete Docter, who wrote Inside Out and Up.
You voiced a character in that film.
I did. I was really lucky. And Trisha Yearwood.
Wow. Is Trisha Yearwood a personal friend of yours, or how did that...
We met through Wait, Don't Tell Me. She came on. She was what they call a not-my-job guest.
Mm-hmm.
They have a section of the show where they ask questions of someone who's famous for something, but they ask them questions on a topic they're not likely to know the answers to. I honestly wouldn't have known a Trisha Yearwood song if I tripped over it. Mm-hmm. She came on the show, and she was so damn funny. And so I wrote her a note asking if she liked to play ping pong. Because we have ping pong parties in our backyard.
Uh-huh.
Used to be several times a year. And she wrote me back and said she did. So I just thought she was so funny. So I wrote to her and I said, look, I know this is kind of weird, you know, but would you be willing to read my book? And if you feel so moved, write a blurb for it. And by golly, she did.
So I get this is it's a memoir and that it's mostly supposed to be funny, but you're making a pretty profound distinction between things that you enjoy and the source of happiness. So what is the source of happiness for you? And I guess that's not funny,
sadly,
but
it's a little bit like dissecting a frog, I guess, you know. Sadly, I think much of it is just plain biochemical.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are things that we can do that are, you know, the low-hanging fruit of mental health and balance. Exercising is so important. And having said that, I got to tell you, I don't often do it. I did, for the sake of the book. I did. I worked out with a Taekwondo guy on a, you know, like several times a week.
So that was part of your unscientific experiment.
It was. And yeah. I have to say, I felt pretty damn good. Here's the problem. I didn't feel good when I was doing it. So unlike the Ferris wheel, where the whole time you're up in the Ferris wheel, it's fantastic. You know, the whole time I'd be working out, it felt horrible. I mean, for the hour, that is. You know, for the hour of, you know, I could do back then, and it was a while ago when I did it, I could do 500 jump ropes. Back to my regular life, during that period that I did that experiment, one of my best friends died. My dog died. And that's two different deaths, by the way.
Right, one okay.
It was not my dog.
I'm so sorry about...
I did like him. But during that period, during the period where I was doing those exercises, both those things happened. And I think had I been doing anything else during that time, I would not have weathered that storm in the way that I did.
Mm-hmm.
Which was doesn't mean I didn't feel sad. I felt very sad.
Yeah.
But I didn't feel unable to function.
Right.
You know, I didn't feel like, oh, my gosh, I can't go on, or, oh, my gosh, I can't get up in the morning. Never had that feeling at all. And there's been other times, like if I just relied on the Ferris wheel, I think I would have offed myself by now.